services. More at b-linepdx.com.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Alberta Abbey. The Alberta Abbey is a nonprofit venue nurturing the arts in Northeast Portland by amplifying opportunities for Black and underrepresented communities. They provide studio, gallery, and performance spaces to local artists and art organizations and showcase diverse programming for local groups of all ages. More information, event calendar, and tickets available at albertaabbey.org.
Hi, this is Peter Case, and you're listening to X-Ray FM.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
Every Tuesday at 2 p.m., join me, DJ Barbarella, in studio live with a local artist, musician, or event organizer. Hear what's new and upcoming in the local scene with new music releases and debuts. Plus, hear a special curated playlist each week from every guest. All on X-Ray, where radio is yours.
Hello, 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 X-Ray listeners. You are tuned into the very last Flying Saucer Safari show with me, DJ Barbarella. I know if you folks are following me online, you kind of heard a little bit, and maybe this is the first you're hearing of it on the show, and I'm so sorry that I didn't give folks more heads up. But this will be the last show, and I'll be retiring the show. But I am kicking it off with such a banger. I have an amazing two guests on today, and I really want to just thank folks for years of listening to the radio and supporting X-Ray. And it's amazing timing as well, because this week is our fun drive. And if you really loved this show or any of our programs, now is the time to say thanks to all of us and support the local music community by supporting X-Ray. So you can do that by going to xray.fm/donate and check out all of the cool merch. And we'll talk about that all later, and like becoming a member as well. Ways that you can contribute to the music community if you're not involved as you want to be or whatever. That's kind of how I wanted to get into DJing, was just being involved in supporting the community. So without further ado, I have some amazing folks on today who are going to be sharing some really cool music and an upcoming show, and that has like over 40 bands I keep hearing about. But I'm here with Dead Magic and the Decliners. What's up, guys?
How's it going? How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
I'm so excited to have you guys in here, and so honored to share this space as the last show on here. And
are we allowed to talk about that? Your last show?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you for having us. Yeah. We're appreciative of all the stuff you've done for the music Portland over the years, and just people like you that make it work better.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you coming on here. This will be your third time coming on.
Yep.
And the first time for you coming on from Decliners. So I'm so excited about, you guys have brought in so much physical media for me and gifts, and I love it, all the vinyl and the CDs and posters. So let's just like dive into all of that, of why you're on here. Let's chat about it.
So, well, two reasons. One is Dead Magic is released in our first full length. We came in and did 2 7-inch singles.
Yes, and were so good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So we finally completed a full record and compiled everything together, and we have that coming out. It's being pressed right now. We're diligently waiting for it to come.
Yes.
With our fingers crossed. But also, we have this huge event coming up for the Decliners' 20th anniversary. The Decliners are really close friends of ours, and been with them from the beginning. I've known Tommy, the drummer, for 27 years. We've been really good friends, and there's just a lot of great bands on this bill that have been part of the Portland rock community for so long, that everyone coming together, playing for free to celebrate the decliners is just really, really fun and cool to see everybody, you know, come out of the woodwork. Some of these bands haven't played in a long time, or, you know, have been in other bands and reformed new bands. So we're just kind of honoring this scene that's been going on here in Portland for 50 plus years. And some of these people have been around a long time, played at Satyricon, La Luna, EJ's, you know. It's going to be a good time, and it's going to be November 6th through the 9th at the Starday Tavern, 6517 Southeast Foster. It's 100% free.
Wow.
Sadly, it's 21 and over, but most of the people that are going to want to come see this are probably over 21.
Yeah, yeah. Or they're the families that have, like, the coolest kids because those are those families, I feel like, are those two. Yeah. But I feel like there's a lot of the daytime shows for those folks. This is incredible that everyone's playing for free, and this is a free event. This is a huge event.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not so much even a celebration of decliners. It's more a celebration of Portland's music scene. We would love to have all these folks in the same room on one night.
Yeah.
It blows our minds. We think our friends are so great.
Yeah.
And some of these folks have toured the world, and they're famous here, and they're famous in other places. So we're so honored to be able to do this, and it's really special for us, yeah.
It's cool when you realize at some point that you're kind of a part of a history, and you're like, man, my friends are kind of cool, but, like, they're, like, really cool, internationally cool.
Right.
Like,
And then everybody's into different projects now, too, which is great, too. So creative people never stop creating. Yeah, it's just fantastic.
And, you know, and what's cool about some of these bands, too, is over the years, people in some of these bands have had their recording studios. They've recorded some of these other bands for free. You know, people have helped people write songs. I mean, Nolan Void, the singer from Decliners, I went to him before in my old band. I'd have lyrics and I'd have the recording. I just didn't know what to do. And he's so great with, like, pop melodies. In, like, 5 minutes, he's helping me just take these lyrics and show me how to, you know, do a melody. And I'm like, I wasn't hearing it. Tom, he's helped numerous bands record. He's playing in Somerset Meadows the last couple of years, drums for them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's been helping them record.
Yeah, Thursday night is actually our side projects.
Okay.
So Nolan, the singer in Decliners, also plays in Latinum.
Okay.
And he also plays in Pink Tornado.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to play some Pink Tornado here in a little bit. I also play in Mountain Meadows Massacre. And I also play in Somerset Meadows. And all four of those bands are opening this thing up Thursday with some other friends of ours. And then we get into the meat and potatoes Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Every day is stacked with, like, noise, country, swing, punk, heavy rock, sludge. We have a wide variety of genres and styles, so it's going to be really fun.
That sounds super fun.
Yeah.
How do you keep up with all of it?
We started this like a year ago, right?
Yeah, we started the plan a year ago. I mean, backstory, 10 years ago, I tried to do a decade of declining and put together something like this in an album, and just wasn't happening right then.
Mm-hmm.
Things were happening. I was in another band and just never worked out.
Mm-hmm.
So then when the 20 year came up, I was telling Tom and Nolan and Dee Dee, it's like, we got to do something.
Now's the time.
This is the time. You only get 120.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to wait to 25, these guys.
You only turn 21 months, right? So.
Yeah, and we... And
we love a good party.
Yeah, we go out all the time to shows, support a lot of these bands. Like I said, a lot of these bands, you'll go to one show, you'll see people from tons of these bands. And, you know, for some of these people that are newer to town, or maybe younger, and maybe feel like they kind of missed out on this, like... Portland rock thing that they've heard about, like I said, Satyricon, EJ's, La Luna
era. They're bringing it back
if
for this.
If you feel like you missed out, we've got the Weaklings, we've got members of 8 Foot Tender, we got members of Poison Idea, members of Napalm Beach, members of Coffin Break, members of Pond, and so we're pulling from 95 and 2002 and 2010, and we have folks who've been in bands for 20 years like us who have new bands, and they're going to be there, so... If you felt like you missed out, don't miss this.
Yeah.
Neat. What a just neat place to see, like, so many legends and heroes and your idols and network and play with these people. Because y'all are still playing music, like, so very actively.
Yep.
Let me ask you, like, how does that perform for you guys sometimes with starting other projects? Like, do people approach you sometimes, or does it kind of just come about conversations naturally where you're like, let's start something new with this sound?
It's funny you mention that, because I was just thinking the other day, we were out touring a year and a half ago, and it's still great, but sleeping on the floors nowadays
Yeah. Not quite the same as UH.
Not how it used to be. But yeah, I mean, we have friends, and you have this chatter over the years. Wouldn't it be great to do this? Wouldn't it be great to do that?
Yeah.
And then you just find yourself available.
Yeah.
You know, okay. You go by, play a little bit, you get a spark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's mm-hmm. all.
A lot of this conversation usually happens in a bar.
Yeah.
After 10 p.m., maybe closer to, you know, last call. And it's like the spark is there and someone's like, that's amazing. We got to get together.
Yeah.
And sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't, you know. And that's the thing about bands. When you play and it happens, you'll feel it.
Yeah.
That's kind of why I told Christina when we started Dead Magic. I was like, we'll know within 5 times of playing if this is going to be something worth pursuing. And thankfully it has been, and we've been still rocking out for the last 3 years and writing new stuff and putting this record out and looking at trying to get out of town and do some more touring and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is getting harder for working bands.
Yeah.
Even bands that are signed. I mean, I just hear war stories all the time of just, it's more and more expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, it's killing the industry. So again, back to the event, we love Portland because you can go to a dive bar.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple nights a week and see some of these great bands.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some really great new bands coming up. I'm seeing stuff on Instagram and TikTok all the time that these younger kids, you know, I mean, I say kids because I'm in my late 40s. These kids that are in their 20s, even late 20s, early 30s, they're killing it out there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we go to some of these shows and we're just like, this is awesome. Take the torch and burn it down. You know, like,
Rhododendron, the Max, there's so much good new music out there.
Yes, Rhododendron. Yeah. I love that Portland is very intergenerational too, it seems like, with shows. Like, I see multiple generations a lot, really, like, mentoring, especially the like passing that torch. I see a lot of that from y'all's community of like passing that torch, mentoring younger bands, and with enthusiasm of like, not competition, to being like, yes, we see your energy, we see all of this, and we want to support that. Like,
Know, they did it for us. I mean, to be able to play shows with Slayer Hippie or Chris Newman or Sam Henry and have them tell you, hey, you did good, but next time do this. Do this and do that in the most loving way has been the best mentorship ever. Mm. And to be able to sit there and watch them play has been the best mentorship ever. So,
yeah.
That's great, too. Like, you can even see in the international community of rock and punk, bands like Cosmic Psychos have the Chats come on tour with them, and they'll open for the Chats. And these guys are old enough to be their fathers, possibly grandfathers, but they're not afraid because this energy is there, and this thought and belief system of making the music for people, doing it because you love it, and if people like it, they like it. And for people to want to gatekeep that is just the worst part of being a musician. But when people are kind and share and help you, it just really warms your heart as a musician to see it happening for other people or have it happen to you. And it's just, you know, it's a good thing.
Well, and I think like so much of the like punk and rock and DIY ethos is just like, that's the antithesis of I totally just lost my thought there.
Of corporate radio.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. Continue. I'm so sorry. I just lost my thought.
It's our denial of that in a lot of ways. You know, we have been approached by a lot of bigger rooms for regional tours and different things, and we just don't want to do like a fancy press release and do a lot of the things that people want to have, and we've said no to a lot of that stuff. We really do like the DIY ethos. And we like building community, right? So rooms that want to book us because we have a draw but don't want to book other community bands, we kind of shine down on that.
Mm-hmm.
We really would prefer it if you'd book us and the guys down the street, whether it's a, you know, a rumba band or, you know, whatever it is, you know, a house and techno DJ, whatever it is, support the neighborhood. And then we'll come play too.
Exactly.
You know, like, don't just... jump on us because you've heard of us and we can bring some numbers to your room. Support the whole town.
Yeah.
That's my soft way of saying that. Don't want to offend anybody.
No, I feel like that the younger generation is definitely like a lotly, maybe because of the internet too, is opposing this sort of like corporate, perfectly sort of polished things and being like, okay, we're going to dive into this like DIY culture. And I feel like that's one of the reasons people are, they're really like, yes, we love this. This is more authentic. It's raw.
Yeah. Yeah. Authenticity nowadays is really shining through with, I mean, as much as social media is like hindering a lot of things, it's really pushing the envelope on some things and allowing people to see that some of these people are real people, mm-hmm. and they're not a glossy photograph that you can only mm-hmm. see in Rolling Stone magazine and it's $300 a ticket to go see these people. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just went and watched the Chats play under the Hawthorne Bridge like 2 months ago with one of our local friends, the FNFs. I cannot say their name on the radio. And there was 600 kids mm-hmm. under the bridge
mm-hmm. all night long.
All night long. Yeah. Oh, and, you know, everyone's drinking beer and making a mess. And I drove by on my way to work at 6 a.m. the next day. And it looked like it never happened.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's so much respect in the community of what everyone's doing that they want to be able to keep doing it. Yeah. And like I said, you know, the Chats are huge.
Yeah.
And they came and played under this bridge and they're just dudes, you know, and like I could see it in their eyes. They were blown away that like the amount of energy coming from our community of people under this bridge just having a good time, you know, it's really cool. And, you know, the next day on TikTok and Instagram, it was just flooded with reels of like different people all over this, you know, and of all ages, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So really cool to see.
To your point about social media, I think you have to see the devil before you can get religion. And I think a lot of kids see the corporatization of rock. Mm-hmm. You can only get it on this platform or that platform, and you're only going to make this much money. And they turn away from that, and they're turning away from smartphones.
Exactly.
They're turning away from a lot of that stuff. And the DIY ethos is alive and well. Mm-hmm. We love that. Mm-hmm. You know, we love that stuff.
Well, and the veil's been pulled back, too, for sure, with the fact that... You know, you get signed to a major label, it's just this weird loan, and you have to sell so many records to pay it back, and they take so much percentage before you ever get any.
Make your own records.
Yeah.
Do it yourself.
Mm-hmm. You can,
yeah, do your own
promoting. Yeah, cut out the middleman.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it costs money, and you may not sell 500,000 copies, but if you sold 50,000 copies on your own,
that's awesome.
A lot.
Yeah, that's
a lot, you know?
That's a Black Flag, dude. You can do it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Follow the punk DIY ethos of making it yourself, doing it yourself.
100%.
And yeah, and there's so many places to press records nowadays. I mean, there's a supply chain issue and timing sometimes, but it can be done. And, you know, if everyone in the band had a little bit of money to put in, it's not as expensive as people think. And just make your own records. If you're out there and you got a new band, make your own records.
Max out your credit cards, kids. That's what we do. Max them out.
Yeah. And never pay them back, because to who?
Yeah,
you know?
To you.
Exactly, exactly. Burn it down. but speaking of recording, you kind of briefly touched on this, but who did do you guys record it with for your full-length album?
So, talk to me about Dead Magic, we recorded a majority of it here in Portland with Rob Wrong at Wrong Way Recording. Okay. And he's a great engineer, great guitarist, great musician, good friend. And he just really, you know, kind of took us in, and like we really had our stuff together when we recorded, but he just was really good at just kind of like letting us do our thing. And he's great at mixing and mastering. And then we actually had the opportunity to go down to Nashville and record two songs for this. So 2 years ago, about this time of year, we went down and recorded at Dreamland Studios in Nashville.
And that's when you guys came in for the singles. Yep.
Yeah. Totally. Uh-huh. And we had just recorded that, and we didn't have that yet. Mm-hmm. And that turned out really good. And we went down there and we actually knocked out two songs in like 4 hours.
Wow.
We didn't take any gear with us because they had everything set up already. Yeah. All I brought was my pedals with me.
Wow.
And they had 25 guitars to choose from, drum set already set up. And
wow.
So I kind of walked in and messed around with some stuff and kind of got it set up. And then we just knocked out these two songs. And so the opening track on our record is from that session, and then another one is in the middle of the record. But yeah, so majority of it was here in Portland with Rob Wrong.
Cool.
And yeah.
And we'll hear one of those tracks, couple of those later. Yeah. But I know you have a little bit of folks that you wanted to talk about and play that are part of y'all's Big Decliners celebration show.
Yeah. So we have queued up Pink Tornado, which is Sherry and Erica. They were in...
They were in Cootie Platoon, and they were in Del Toro's...
Studfinder.
Eric at Studfinder. Eric also plays in Howie and the Hot Knives, who's also playing. And Sherry and Neil, the drummer, also play in Fear of Dissolving, who is also playing Thursday night. It's Pink Tornado side project, too. They're great friends of ours. So much fun. Mm-hmm. We'd love to play a song of theirs for sure.
Yes. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Awesome. Well, let's hear it.
Got lots of friends. It's good times. They never end. I got a rocket. It's in my hand. You grab a hold for the best time you ever had. I want it now. I know you want it. I want it now. I know you want it. I want it now. I know you want it. I want it now. I know you want it. Big time. It's coming fast. We're going to chase them. I'll make it last. I got the motor. It's running hot. My engine's revving for you. Gonna do. I want it now. I know you want it. I want it. a fever, I got a chill. Oh, call the doctor, I guess it's ill, cause it's a pounding into my head. You know I'd rather burn it out than wind up dead. I want it now, I know you want it. I want it now, I know you want it. I want it now, I know you want it. I want it now, I know you want it. Cause I want it too. It's driving me crazy. Got lots of friends, it's good times, they never end. I got a rocket, it's in my hand. You grab a hold for the best time you ever had. I want it now, I know you want it. I want it now, I know you want it. I want it now, I know you want it. I want it now, I know you want it. I want it right now, I know you want it. I want it right now, I know you want it. I want it right now, I know you want it. I want it right now.
That was so fun.
So good, yes.
Sorry, we're just dancing in the studio here. Tell me who these are.
So the first track was Pink Tornado.
Yeah.
And the last track was Howie and the Hot Knives. And Howie, the main guy from the Hot Knives, Tom and I used to work with him like 27 years ago.
Kind of how all you guys met, yeah.
Yeah, we all worked at a sign shop. Slaving away.
Oh, a science.
Howie was my babysitter once.
That too.
Let's see, he's played in Mean Jeans and Suicide Notes and Magic Gardens with me. And he's just a great guy. Brandy Starbird is in the Hot Knives still to this day. And that is the wife of Nolan Void from the Decliners.
Yeah.
So that's our connection to the Hot Knives. There's more connections. There's, Private Mike Albano is in Dinner for Wolves. They're reuniting to play. He's in the Hot Knives now. And Erica, who is in Pink Tornado that we played first, is also in the Hot Knives now.
Yeah,
so
oh, cool.
Yeah, a little thread going here, yeah.
I love it. Yeah, it's all in the fam.
Yeah,
for sure. Should we get into a couple more?
Yeah, let's hear it. I know, I want to hear all you guys' music that you brought on. Who else are you going to play?
Next up, we're going to do Grand Head, which is Barry Brousseau and Tim Ward. They were part of the Chimmies for a number of years here in Portland. Look them up. Awesome stuff. One of my favorite bands of the past 10 years.
These guys are a little heavier.
Yeah.
And they kind of have that Melvins ethos.
Oh, love
of
it. Yeah.
They basically do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And if you're in the room, you're along for the ride. And if you don't like it, then you don't have to stay. But we love them. They're both amazing musicians and are just complete powerhouses live. So. If you like dynamic two-piece bands.
Yeah, dynamics for sure.
Yeah.
I think this is the first record from them.
Yeah, so okay, this is Grand Head.
Awesome, let's hear it.
Surrender! And in my movement, eyeball of food.
What a party.
Yeah, the Weaklings, all right.
That was super fun. So for people just tuning in, these are all folks that you're going to hear at this upcoming Decliners Celebration in November, 4 days of over 40 bands that are going to be playing for free to kind of celebrate.
Yeah.
And it's a free event. And you guys were just telling me more that so you got like... It's kind of a whole little thing going on besides inside. There's also tents and merch and all this stuff outside.
Yeah, there'll be tents outside because we know it's probably possibly going to be raining then. But mm-hmm. There'll be tents outside for people to hang out. We will have a merch booth tent for all the bands to put merch in. And we have people helping run the merch booth. There's going to be a couple of bar stands outside serving just cans of beer and like White Claws.
Great.
So... You know, you're not standing
clustered
in line.
At one line for everybody. Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
Exactly.
That's great.
You know, because it's a
smaller
venue.
And it makes it feel like a whole festival kind of thing, too.
We've got some porta potties for outside, so, you know, there's not a line. inside trying to get to the bathroom. So, yeah, we really have taken as much consideration into as many people that might show up to this and not be uncomfortable for people. And, yeah, it's going to be a bender.
Atlas Pizza's right there, and Dewey's across the street, and we might get an additional food truck pulling up just for the event, too, so maybe some wings or something.
Yeah.
Five and Dimes right there, so you want a hot
plenty
dog.
Of food. Yeah, totally. So remind listeners again the dates and the times and where we can see, like, learn more information and follow along about this.
So it's November 6th, Thursday, through November 9th, Sunday. And you can check it out on Facebook at FXFO, which stands for F by F Off. It's kind of our anti-festival. And, yeah, all the information's on there. It's going to be at the Starday Tavern, which is 6517 Southeast Foster. And Thursday's starting early-ish, I think, 5.
Yeah, 5 o'clock, I think. And Portland's Elvis, I think, is going to kick things off on Thursday
night. Oh, awesome. Yeah. Oh, geez.
Yeah. Yeah. He asked me if I wanted him to do a Christmas set, and I said, you do whatever you want, buddy.
So Thursday is like 5 to 11, and then Saturday or Friday is 5 as well.
Yeah.
All the event information is on the Facebook, FXFO, or you could go to the Decliners page or Dead Magic page, and we will have all this on there.
I think if you just search Decliners Bender, a lot of places are posting the press releases now, and you'll get a bunch of hits. Saturday and Sunday both started like 2:30. Saturday so we could go 11 or 12 hours, and Sunday so we could all be home by a decent hour.
I was just going to say, I absolutely love that hours are so reasonable and logical.
It's hard to have a Thursday night party.
You know? Y'all can tell that you are pros in the industry and want to get home and be you know, cuddly in bed by a reasonable hour.
And this is going to be like short 30-minute sets, 15-minute changeovers.
We have a back line.
There'll be a DJ in between. Yeah, so, you know, there'll be music. There'll be lots of people to talk to. I mean, there's going to be people hanging out all 4 days. So, yeah, if you want to meet some rock and rollers, come on down and, you know, introduce yourself, have a beer, buy a shirt, buy a record.
What I think we didn't say is that every night is a different charity, if it's okay to...
Yes, please.
One night is the Dana Thompson Memorial Fund of Awesome, and they teach Portland's black youth to experiment and develop their artistic confidence through rock and roll.
Cool.
Then we have Janine's Catahoula Leopard Dog Rescue. They rescue, rehabilitate, and place dogs in their forever homes. Adoption Challenge Dogs, primarily of the Catahoula breed, but other mixed breeds. We have Common Fire. It's a Portland-based mutual aid group. They bring food and clothing and supplies directly to the unhoused community.
Awesome.
We have Pueblo Unido. They connect people of vulnerable immigration status with legal representation, social services, and indigenous language interpreters. So each one is a different charity. Starday Tavern is going to donate proceeds from the bar every night.
That's
awesome. So you should really come down, support these charities. You'll have an opportunity to scan with your phone, but go support Starday too all the time. They're great people.
And I just got a text from one of our helpful, lovely people who's been helping us with this, Jen Lane. Go to decliners.com and all the information is on there.
Cool.
She reminded me.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, so Jen Lane is helping a ton with this event. She was with Barfly for a number of years. She knows everybody in town and has kicked our butts into organizational. I mean, we look organized. We're not really organized. It's really Jen who got us organized. So
big
shout out to Jen Lane.
Yeah.
Sure.
We're idea guys.
Yeah.
We need someone to write it
you
down
know what?
Between
that,
her and Christina.
That is what a community is. Community is a verb, and it requires a lot of people coming together to make a beautiful thing happen for the community.
You know what is in community? You and I.
Don't make me cry. I already was crying literally all this morning with all the nice things that people said with my show retiring. So don't even start.
we're really honored to be on the last show. It's so cool.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Well, I'm honored that I got to hear all this cool music that you guys brought on.
Can I interject one more thing?
Yes, please.
I mentioned their name, but the last band we listened to after Grand Ed was The Weaklings.
Yes.
One of the best Portland punk rock bands ever. Haven't seen them in a minute. They're getting back together to play this event. We're so stoked. The weaklings are coming, folks.
They're going to burn the stage down. And speaking of decliners.com, I would like to play a decliner song because I am a huge fan of decliners. Yeah. I know it embarrasses Tom.
I would have picked different songs than he's picking, but that's okay.
This record came out in 2005, and I had known Tom for quite a while at that point. And I got this CD, and me and my wife went on a road trip to Montana, and this thing did not leave the CD player.
Amazing.
And when we got home, we kept listening to it, listening. We're like, man, these guys are so good. Like, what is going on? Like, yeah, really, really good. So I'd like to play the first track, Agent Orange, off the first record from the Decliners, which is titled Thanks But No Thanks, because these guys will decline always.
All right, legends, let's hear it. So we're kind of figuring out the CD situation. I don't know. It's not quite working for us. But we do have it on vinyl, thankfully. Vinyl always saves the day. So we're going to get that uploaded. And while we do that, then I'm just going to take a minute to just talk to y'all about the fund drive that's going on right now at X-Ray. So if y'all want to support what you hear going on and support the local music community, you can by going to xray.fm/donate. We have a lot of really cool stuff online that you can either become a member and we give you little thank you packs, tote bags. There's a special Tom Hartman tote bag this year that's super cool. I know I definitely listen to Tom Hartman like every day. Yeah, if you love this show and if you've loved the show over the years, then support now. xray.fm/donate. It's really just the same amount as like streaming online, and then you get custom put together shows. So there's a few membership levels at like $15 to $20 a month, and you also receive a little gift from X-Ray as well, so people can know that you're super cool and support the music community when you're out around in the community. So yeah, I think that we're all set with the vinyl now. Okay, cool. Well, again, this is the Decliners declining.
Oh,
And that was The Decliners. Thanks, Tom. Thanks for coming in here and chatting.
It's been so much fun.
Yeah.
Really has. And it's your last show.
And it's my last show. And it's such an honor to have, like, it's just legend in Portland legends in the studio with me. I feel like it feels like such an awesome farewell and send off. And
we're standing on the shoulders of giants. Like I said, there's everybody who's coming to play this thing is like better than The Decliners.
Yeah.
And they're all great people. And it's all free for a good cause. I think I mentioned Starday's going to donate what they're going to make at the bar, up to like 20%. So those charities we listed earlier, we feel like they're all a good cause. And again, we're standing on the shoulders of these rock giants that we love. So
this whole event, I think, really speaks to who you guys all are and your ethos and providing something for the community and coming together like for free for Passion Love Project to celebrate the Portland community. Like, it speaks hugely of you guys.
I mean, half the stuff on this first record from us is politically oriented. And I love to see the activism and the dance party that's going on downtown right now.
Yeah.
We love you, Portland Frogs. Don't give up.
It is, punk is political. And if you're, people forget that punk is Antifa.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, and Tom and the Decliners guys always joke that they're apolitical because they're not on either side. They think both sides are screwy. And
it's all one-sided.
Yeah, really. It's all one-sided, and it's all backed by money, and none of us have it, so.
Yep. So if you don't have it either, then come to this great free show.
Yeah, right. The real war is a class war, and we're not participating in that.
Truth.
But what we will do is we'll hold a gigantic four-day festival and do it for free.
Yeah.
And instead of a cover charge, there'll be QR codes around the venue for you to donate to the four different charities, and you can put your money in causes that you believe in.
Love it.
Local causes you believe in.
Local causes that you guys believe in. Thank you so much. Yeah. Y'all do so much in the community. I feel so honored and privileged to have you guys on here.
We love X-Ray.
Yeah.
You guys are great.
X-Ray loves you guys. Thank you.
Donate
for
to X-Ray.
Donate to X-Ray. X-Ray.fm/donate. X-Ray loves you guys. So, the show goes by so fast.
It does.
So I want to just keep pushing through some of the music that you guys brought on.
We could play the first track. First track off the new Dead Magic album. This is called Cry, and this is what we recorded in Nashville.
I love it. I'm so stoked to hear it.
Make them cry, make them cry. Do you wanna make me cry? Make yesterday. In the pocket of your shirt. How does it feel now? When nothing hurts. Luna Destiny.
That was so awesome. Those were two brand new tracks that will be on Dead Magic's upcoming album release. That you'll hear those tracks. I'm assuming at this Decliners Bender show.
Yeah, you'll hear one of them.
Yeah.
The second one is a little slower. We're gonna play a little more of a rockin' set because it's such a short set. So we're just kind of gonna
keep it
moving. Don't pin me down.
Hard and fast.
But we will play that at our actual record release show, which will probably be in February. It was supposed to be coincided with this, but due to tariffs and other things, as things are taking longer than they were before. So
always is the story of vinyl.
Well, we don't know what side is which on this record, and no one got mad at me because I did this on purpose. There's no A or B.
Oh, I love
so
that.
It's either gonna be Greed and Desire or Brandy's Lament.
Oh, I love
we
that.
We don't know. Shane's gonna take a guess. We'll find out.
Oh, I love that. I have a few records that are just like pictures on either or side.
I love that. Isn't that the best?
It is, because you have to decode them, and then sometimes they make sense.
Right.
Like, I have one that's ants and bananas, right? On one, either or side.
I'm a banana today.
And I'm like, oh my God, that's genius. Yeah, yeah. Make you do a little thinking, but it's worth it.
A lot of my friends are disappointed my record collection is not alphabetized.
Who can alphabetize their records?
He can.
And keep them that way after DJ set?
But for me, it's like, you just get surprised over and over. Yeah, like, oh, yeah. That's, oh, okay. Haven't heard that. Oh, I never opened this. Yep. Sure. I like the adventure.
That's kind of how I roll through my records, too. It's like it's what's meant to find me in the moment is kind of meant to find me. And if I'm not meant to find a record in my collection at the time, it's just not meant to be. Okay, introduce this last track, and we'll play that.
This is Green Desire off of Decliner's record, Brandy's Lament. These guys have put 8 records out, and they're all great. So come on down to the Decliner's 20th anniversary, November 6th through the 7th at the Starday Tavern. It's going to be a great time. 40 bands, 4 days.
I love it. Well, thank you guys so, so, so much again.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really
thank you guys. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you guys.